This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado State Patrols followed up on that extra enforcement last Friday from troopers and law enforcement in Northwest Colorado. It was called the Northwestern Surge Operation in Rout and Moffitt, Grand Summit, and Eagle Counties. Colorado State Patrol made 63 contacts. There was one DUI arrest, 15 other citations, and 4 wildlife-related crashes involving deer. CSP then sent a reminder to make sure you're winter-ready in Colorado. Make sure your tires have adequate traction and you're ready for snow. Check your battery and your fluids. Have good visibility, which might mean new windshield wipers and a scraper for your windows. And pack an emergency kit. The Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners meets today. One item on the agenda is to ratify a wolf letter to the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. It says, "We respectfully ask that you allow Washington's wolves to remain in your state where they have had the greatest opportunity to thrive and contribute to the continued success of your population." The letter is signed by a long list of government agencies, stock growers, politicians, and many more. And it could be by the Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners as well. Steamboat Springs City Council meets at 5 o'clock tonight. That meeting's in Centennial Hall. Craig City Council meets at 6:30 today. Presentations will be given to outgoing council members Andrea Camp and Jesse James Jackson. The oath of office will be given to Joe Harrod and Janelle Lincecum. Nominations will be taken for an assistant mayor to serve with Mayor Chris Nichols, who ran unopposed and was reelected. Construction on the new Branham Amphitheater for Picnic Theater is finished. The outdoor performing space behind Strawberry Park Elementary is scheduled to open next summer. The nearly $1 million performing arts venue was made possible through public and private donations. Picnic Theater will host things like Shakespeare in the Park and work with groups like Opera Steamboat, Steamboat Dance Theater, and the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Yampa Valley. Donations to support the new amphitheater are still being accepted through picnictheater.org. The Western Resilience Center is accepting nominations for the annual Environmental Leadership Awards, formerly the Sustainability Awards. Apply at westernresilience.org before December 5th. Turkey Bingo raised over $8,000 on Saturday for the local American Legion Post 44 and VFW Post 4264 and the Veterans Center. Money raised will help with youth programs and post programs and activities, help assist any veterans in need, and help support patriotic community events like Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Veterans Day. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREI Radio.com, where the locals go for news.